Joining us live is the CEO of FareCompare.com, Rick Cini. So, Rick, what are the five worst airline fees?
Well, the worst fee is actually one you wouldn't realize. That is a variety of taxes and fees that are on your ticket, usually between 15 and 25% of the ticket cost. The only way to actually avoid those is to buy a cheaper ticket. So that means you need to be doing some comparison shopping, signing up for alerts so that you can actually buy that cheaper ticket. The two fees that rack up the most for airlines over several billion dollars include the change fee, typically $200 domestic, anywhere from $300 to $400 for international, changing your ticket with a non-refundable ticket. And the other one is the check bag fee, which is typically $50 round trip. Now, to avoid check bag fees, there's lots of ways. Branded credit card, the easiest way, of course, is to actually carry on your bag. But there's also, you can achieve elite status, and with the, having certain credit cards, they'll waive those fees as well. So the other thing, too, is a variety of food and drink fees. Certain types of food you cannot carry through TSA security, but many people do carry empty water bottles through to save on water costs, which can be up to $3 to $5 when you're inside the airport as well.
I've never packed more conveniently in my life, Rick, to avoid those baggage fees. Do you ever see those baggage fees going away, or are the airlines just making too much money here?
The only time I've ever seen a possibility of that going away is when a senator gets charged a bag fee and he sponsors legislation to remove all bag fees. So I don't know if we'll ever get a vote that actually removes bag fees. So it's billions of dollars to airlines, and I don't expect that to be. Now, I will note that Southwest Airlines does not have a check bag fee, nor does it have a change fee. So they're not participating in those billions of dollars of revenue.
I mean, it seems like airlines' profits are through the roof. Would they ever consider coming back on some of these fees, especially when they've had so much rage on the flights?
I think what you're going to find over the next few years is a lot of these fees people hate, but what airlines are going to do is bundle several of them, legroom fees, bag fees, and then discount them at the last minute. So if you have your native app and you have your boarding pass on there, you can actually then avoid the fees, for example, at the last minute. So I think you're going to see a lot more of that over the next couple of years as technology gets better with airlines.
Yeah, you heard it here, legroom fees.
Legroom fees.
All right, Rick, thank you very much. CEO of FareCompare.com with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.